Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working on the third watch, either. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers out there, the men and women in the 18-wheelers getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from an undisclosed location on the Strip in Las Vegas is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and the gang is ready. Here we go. It's a warm night. It's a warm night in Tampa. And they're celebrating because the Lightning won the third game of the Stanley Cup, 6-3. They've got a 3-0 lead. They only need one more win, and they're going to be the repeat of repeating the Stanley Cup trophy. Now, I kind of like to see them come back to Tampa and do it, but that's just me. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Well, Kyle, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible with liberty
and justice
for all. And guess what, Kyle? The two words that we emphasize, of course, are under God. And we want people to know that because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, I've got to say a special shout-out to Danny. And Danny has called me tonight from Atlanta. He's the driver for the Save America Trump bus. And that happens to be from Star Coaches, their bus, and that happens to be Don Nguyen, who happens to be Donna Fiducia's husband. And he's coming to Tampa, or to Sarasota, for the big rally with the bus with some folks aboard it. And it'll be parked in a prominent location where everybody can see it. It's wrapped in an American flag. It says Save America, Donald Trump Tour 2021. And Danny, you be careful. We're looking forward to meeting you when you get down here. So I'm going to be spending a little bit of time on that bus today, Kyle.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be a great time. And yeah, thanks to Danny. That's great.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing is we've got to talk about this hurricane that's out there. Now, we've got Hurricane Elsa. And I'm going to read you the latest advisory here. Let me just refresh the page so I make sure I got the right thing here. We just had an update here at 2 a.m. Hurricane conditions and dangerous storm surge are expected within the hurricane warning areas in Haiti and the Dominican Republic beginning Saturday and in Jamaica beginning Sunday. The outer rain bands from Elsa will impact Puerto Rico by late tonight, with widespread heavy rain moving into southern Hispaniola and Jamaica Saturday into Sunday. Isolated to scattered flash flooding and mudslides are also possible. Through early next week, heavy rain is expected to impact the Cayman Islands and Cuba, resulting in significant flooding with mudslides possible in Cuba. And it then goes on to say hurricane conditions and dangerous storm surge are possible in portions of eastern Cuba beginning early Sunday, where a hurricane watch is in effect. This is also because of the increasing risk of wind, storm surge, and rainfall impacts elsewhere in Cuba Sunday and Monday. Now, there is an increasing risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts beginning Monday in the Florida Keys and spreading northward along the Florida Peninsula through Tuesday. However, the forecast uncertainty remains larger than usual due to ELSA's potential to interact with the islands of Hispaniola. That's got some mountains on it. Cuba, of course, if it goes over the mountains there, it will cause it to weaken, certainly. And interest through Florida, all throughout Florida, should monitor ELSA's progress and updates for the forecast this weekend. This is something that we shouldn't take lightly because it is, after all, a hurricane going to be in our backyard.
That's exactly right. And, of course, it looks like it strengthening to a Category 2 could go to a Category 3, we understand, as well, depending on circumstances. But obviously a lot of rain could be headed your way as well in Florida right there.
Well, we'll get rain and we'll get wind. It's a question of how much and what kind. As far as the intensity of the storm, I don't even want to go there because that's speculation until we see what it does with the mountains of Hispaniola and Cuba, which could knock the storm down. And again, President Trump tonight will be making a speech and be in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. He'll be there at 8 p.m. The doors open at 2 p.m. The Trump Fest, MAGA Fest, whatever you want to call it, Fest, starts then with a live band and entertainment. And there'll be merchandise for sale, Trump merchandise for sale there. You get a chance to meet a lot of like-minded people. Get there early. That's all I can tell you. There will be people on the inside. There will be people on the outside. And there will be some jumbotrons set up for the ones that can't get inside because the seating capacity is about 5,000 people. And they're going to stretch it right to the hilt to where you'll have people in the aisles and whatnot, probably 6,000 or 7,000. And then the rest will be outdoors. And I do believe there's going to be a crowd of at least 15,000 to 20,000 there, maybe more, because I know they got a bunch of tickets out. And if everybody shows up that's got a ticket, look out. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Hey, caller, you'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And I'm coming right back with Kyle Warren and the caller.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much. I most certainly will take it away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. And Mike Lindell reportedly will be here for the Trump rally tonight. I also heard that Lieutenant General Mike Flynn will probably make a presence. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, like many of us are, if you have arthritis or back pain, neck, shoulder, foot pain, muscle aches, and pain in general, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I've reached a point where just trying to walk my dog when I had him about 5-6 years ago around the block was a real challenge for me because of my ankle swelling up and my leg and all that good stuff and my foot. And I was able to get relief from it right off the bat, almost immediately, as a matter of fact. And now I take Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning when I get up, which is actually around noontime, and once again in the evening before I start doing my show prep for my radio show because I sit for long periods of time. Now, all you got to do to take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start, that's all it costs to start, $20, $19.95 for 3 weeks, is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's all you got to do. Sign up for it. It'll be sent to you. And if you have good luck with it, you'll be on the automatic shipping. They'll send you a bag of it every month, and you'll get it, and that'll be that. End of story. Now, the best thing about it is there's no drugs in this at all, 100% drug-free. And I will tell you that it'll shock the heck out of you in the fact that it actually does what it says it does. And I'm living proof because I was in big trouble. I was taking some stuff, heavy-duty stuff, and I got off it, got rid of it. Thank God Almighty for that. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us from his undisclosed location on the Strip in Las Vegas. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's go to Mike from Clearwater, who is also at an undisclosed location because he's not telling me exactly where he's at. So go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. Two things, Kyle. So now that it's official, September, I believe, the 24th, they're going to be voting on whether to recall Governor
14th.
Newsom.
14th.
Oh, 14th. I'm sorry. So I guess he's terrified, right, because now he's doling out free money and he's telling the people, oh, you know, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. So that right there tells me that I think he knows that that his days are probably numbered. So I just want to know, Kyle, since you live in California, what the feel, what the sense is, do you believe that he's on his way out and it's pretty much a done deal? And the second thing, Captain, I read a report that kind of concerned me with the rally going on with President Trump. There was a report that President Trump and I guess Governor DeSantis, whom I love both of them to death, but I guess they had a disagreement. The governor had told the president, you know, with the condo collapse, we have to use all of our resources and to take care of that. And now is not a good time for you to come down and have this rally. And, of course, you know, President Trump, being President Trump, said, well, you know, absolutely not. Right. We're going to. So is there any truth to that report, right, or can you fill me in, Captain?
Oh, I can fill you in. I can't wait. So I'm going to hang up on you, and I'm going to get going. Okay, that report was an absolute fabricated lie, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute fabricated lie. You know why?
Why is that?
A lot of the security is going to be private security supplied by former President Trump himself. Plus, he has a Secret Service detail with him, and he will pay for the additional security. That's what they do. He will pay for the additional security that's around the Sarasota area at the Robarts Arena. That's what they do for those events.
Well, exactly right, and it's hard to see that would have a particular major impact.
And for the moron to put that story out there, I'd like to get my hands around his neck and just stick him in water for 5 minutes.
Well,
because this is ridiculous. Yeah, I know this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is garbage.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's part and parcel of trying to once again somehow draw Trump into whatever is the news topic of the day and try to find some angle where Trump is doing something wrong. It's just the same old thing.
Yeah. By the way, good morning to LJ up there in Michigan, enjoying all the fruits of Michigan. And hopefully if LJ was down here, LJ would be with me over at the rally. So there you go. That's all there is to it. Now, that being said, let's go back to what we were going to say. He asked you a second question separate, so go for it.
Well, that's right. Mike had mentioned, of course, that the recall date has been set. It is September 14th.
Yep.
And I think that what we can tell, as Mike was talking about, that, you know, people in California are fed up. Well, first, it needs to be said, this isn't going to be an easy recall. It is most definitely not a slam dunk. However, people in California are starting to get fed up with this, and I think we can see in the fact that the California government or the Newsom government was able to get this this date moved up so substantially shows that they believe they're trying to strike while the iron's hot in terms of any good feelings of California just now recently opening up. I think they feel that if it drags on, people are going to once again continue to remember about Newsom's handling of COVID-19, the shutdowns, and all everything that went with that. On top of that, all the other things happening with the California economy, people leaving, the crime issues, the illegal immigration issues, all of those things put together. So the very fact that they are trying to get this done so quickly means that they are terrified.
Well, I believe you're right, but I'll tell you what. I think the people of California know enough about Governor Newsom that they want him out. And by the way, did you hear the latest as a Salem communications name that's being floated around for possibly running for governor? Did you hear the latest?
Yes, well, we understand that Larry Elder is going to make some kind of announcement soon, was the last I heard. Yeah.
He has been polling people on his radio show to see what they thought, and he's had a couple of block ads out there to see what people thought, and he's been getting a lot of positive responses. He is, after all, an attorney. He has lived in California most of his adult life, and he does understand the issues that need to be done. The only thing is he's never been a politician, but I'm not going to hold that against him because sometimes that works out pretty good. Like, gee, Donald Trump?
Yeah, no kidding. And of course, Larry Elder can speak to any issue. He would be able to field any question, and I think he'd do a great job.
Now, yesterday, the Association of Presidential Historians, or some weird name like that, put out a list of the most effective presidents that were out there and who had moved up the list and all that sort of stuff. And they had Donald Trump listed as number 41, definitely trying to make it look like he wasn't very good at what he did. And I think Donald Trump should have been up near the top one, two, or three. Take your pick, Lincoln, maybe Eisenhower and Trump, or maybe Trump at the top because of how well we had it. But they were trying to make that, again, trying to turn public opinion against Donald Trump, another way they're trying to do it.
Well, of course, and perspective and time are really the ingredients that go into to getting a real idea of the effectiveness or the impact that a particular presidential administration has. And that can be 100 years ago or it can be 25 years ago. It just doesn't matter. But right now, especially with the divisiveness of the Trump administration, it's going to be hard to get a real read. But as we get down the line, President Trump is going to be in the very near the top of the list in terms of what he was able to accomplish, because we're going to see the aftermath of what happened when Joe Biden came in and reversed virtually every single Trump policy there ever was.
Mm-hmm. Now, while all this stuff is going on in America, while our minds and eyes are being pointed in a different direction, experts have sounded the alarm about President Xi in China and the speech that he made during the 100-year anniversary, which basically was a century of nothing but killing and deceit and making threats against the free world as we know it, crushing, we're going to crush you, we're going to destroy you, and all these little things that he threw out there. And the media has all but ignored what the Chinese leader had to say in a speech that, if you think about it, was really rather terrifying.
It really is. And, of course, it's the 100-year anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, so he really had to deliver something, call it red meat or call it what you will, especially for local consumption. But you're right, they did ignore a lot of this, and it's exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wants to do. They believe they should rule over people.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron, we're just going to take us to break because, again, by the way, he's down in South Florida tonight.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and the search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and that's my buddy Mark Walters from the Armed America Radio Show, the monster cast that you hear on Sundays on many of these same stations from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. live. Check your radio listings for when it might be on in your area, because it might be on at a different time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell and his great company, MyPillow.com. Now, according to Don, his executive assistant, he is planning on coming to Florida this weekend. And that's all she told me, and that's all I know. So I'm guessing if he's coming to Florida, Trump's here, guess where he's going. That's just me talking. Now, I want to tell you about MyPillow, because I've got a MyPillow, and I got it at a tremendous saving. I saved $40 on the pillow, the lowest price ever for a MyPillow premium. Now, I will tell you, all I had to do was enter my product code, Captain. Yep, Captain. It works on anything, and I saved $40. I also got some towels and saved me $65 on the towel set that I got, so I'm all set in that respect. And again, the product code was Captain. Now, you can go to the website and look at whatever they have there, MyPillow.com, and the product code is Captain to save money on anything that you choose. Also, you could give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, and order whatever you want that way, too. But whatever you do, check it out. They're having tremendous discounts now, deep discounts. And in order to get them, you have to use the promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking off the air, and you were going to say something here. You want to go ahead?
Well, yeah, I think we were talking about you know, what was going on, of course, there with the building in Florida as they continued to search for survivors.
Yeah, the one that's standing, the rest of the structure, that same building is standing there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it looks like, of course, they're looking to have to demolish the rest of the building, but of course, there's going to be no opportunity for any of the people get any of their possessions, obviously, because it's just too dangerous. And then just down the street, they've now evacuated a second building because they found another report of the 40-year recertification of a building that was built 9 years prior to the Champlain Tower South, and they found major structural problems there. So now they've gotten all the people out of there.
Yeah.
And one wonders exactly how far this is going to go.
Well, let me tell you what else I found out about that building that you're talking about. The person that gave them the go-ahead, the okay, was the same building inspector that said this one was okay, the one that's no longer a building inspector.
Yes, exactly. I mean, so it calls into question all of these different reports, you know, whoever this was, you know, who, and as they were involved with this, they're going to have to go back and backtrack this and find out, because people have legitimate questions. And they've got to know, is the building that they're in, is it stable? It's because of the age of the building and all of the elements and all these different things. These are legitimate questions.
Yeah, and the death toll has increased in the Florida condo collapse. I happen to know that they've already gone down through through five floors, removing the concrete, is what I was told by one of my fire department pals that's down there. They've got seven more floors to go, so you can kind of sit here and do the math and realize that this number is going to go up pretty much to where I told you it was going to be. It was well over 100.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, Captain, you were also mentioning before that some of these names turned out to be some duplicates.
Right.
Because some of the Orthodox Jewish residents of the building evidently were listed also with their Yiddish name as
correct.
Well. And so
correct.
So this actually has drawn down the unaccounted for number. But obviously, you know, all these different people who were living in the building have obviously not been heard from. And most unfortunately, they are still on the missing list.
All right. Well, let's give ourselves a little treat here, and we'll go to the ever effervescent and bubbly Todd in Tampa. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Let's get down to business. I just want to give you the cliff notes of Donald Trump's speech tomorrow in Sarasota, which I've been to 9 Trump rallies, may not make tomorrow's, but I'm glad the captain will be there. And basically, he'll open up and say, my fellow Americans, I just want to tell you, after we said a prayer and thanked our Lord and Savior for our Judeo-Christian values, okay, of the God of America, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and then you'd say, as you can tell, the Democrats don't know what they're doing. Okay, you don't have to be a Republican, you don't have to be a Democrat, you know, you can see they don't know what they're doing at the border, their business acumen is terrible, okay, and they don't have a game plan for the American people. Remember when I said to the African-American community, what do you have to lose? Because the Democrats haven't done anything for it, they never will. Okay, your gas prices are through, and they're just bad business people. If you were a football player, if the American people were the football player, you had an agent, you wouldn't want Joe Biden representing you. It's that simple. You'd want Donald Trump representing. That's what he did to the American. He made America great again. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pastors, get off the bench. And God bless you, Captain. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow. Peace.
All righty. And, Kyle, you're going to hear, let's see, 4 words tomorrow out of Donald Trump right off the bat. You want to hear what they are?
Sure.
I told you so.
Yep, I think you're exactly right.
Going to start out with, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And, you know, this is going to be the foundational pillars, Captain, as we move towards 2022, because Donald Trump is now going to be able to say those words with confidence, with facts to back it up, in the sense that we've got some time now on the Biden administration, and it's going to be very damning, I think, to the Joe Biden era, and people are going to say to themselves, oh, my goodness, you know, all these policies, all these things that were helping to lift, you know, the rising tide lifting all boats, regardless of your ethnicity, racial background, whatever it is, Donald Trump was helping the American people, and people are going to say to themselves, okay, that's right, Trump had it right.
Well, the rising tide might be lifting Kamala out of the picture because there's a lot of people in the Biden camp that aren't really happy with what she's doing.
Well, no, because at every single turn, she seems to be bumbling this whole thing. She's combative with reporters. She's off message in what should be pretty straightforward messaging. She's not getting it right.
All right. We got a couple callers here. Let me try to get them both in before the break. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
Yep. What's
up? I heard an interesting fact. It takes, Obama said 5% of the population should, immigrants coming in as to be citizens to complete the transformation of America. 5%.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, he actually said that a long time ago, but he repeated it again. Okay, we've got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike for Parrish.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I wondered if you heard the report from the BBC about the kids at the border.
About the who at the border?
The kids. The immigrants. The illegal alien, the kids where they had, I think it's the fourth list.
I've heard a lot of reports down there, but I haven't heard anyone in specific, so I'll have to check it out during the break.
Yeah, check the BBC report. It's a five-minute report, and it is not good.
Okay. All right, thanks. Yeah, I do know the conditions down there that some of the kids are in where they don't want the reporters to go and they wouldn't let Donald Trump go and all that sort of stuff the other day. The children's detention centers.
Right.
They're
right.
back being held actually in metal cages.
Well, exactly. And again, the Biden administration, you know, sort of happily goes along its way with a media, for the most part, that is very supportive, very compliant, and only when, you know, some hard questions are asked do they get a lot of pushback, obviously, from the Biden administration. And that goes almost as well to what we were just talking about with Kamala Harris, the very fact that she also doesn't really want to get real questions and doesn't really want to go to the border and deal with the actual situation there. They're simply relying on the idea that nobody's going to dig too deep on it.
Well, that may be part of the reason why the Biden camp is starting to get a little bit cool on her. I mean, she's not in the tremendous graces of the administration is what they were before. And there's some real concern by the Democrats out there that if she were to run for president in 2024, which has been put out there a number of times because Joe Biden won't be able to run again, and I've already said I don't think he'll last the term, that she would get beat by anybody that the GOP would put up against her.
Well, exactly right, because, again, all of these different interactions that she's had has just shown that she's a not-ready-for-prime-time player.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's going to be an active one tonight, and we're also going to get the hurricane news in there, too, because it's on the horizon. We won't see it if it comes to Florida, probably until Sunday night in the Keys, Monday morning or thereabouts. And by Tuesday, if it stays together, it could get real interesting around here. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. Pull on in there this time of the night. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I said, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and you will. But guess what? Even better than that, join the Drivers Club. Because you buy fuel, you get points for it. You buy food, you get points for it. You buy something in the trucker store, you get points for it. You add the points up, all of a sudden, you get a big discount on whatever it is you want to buy, a big ticket item or whatever, or you go to the catalog store that they've got there, and you buy it off there, and you get it for the points that you've earned. Pretty simple, huh? All righty, well, let's get started, and we're going to fire up that rig, and away we go.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way.
get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Jerry Reed, Fred on the front seat, chasing the bandit and the frog up there in Trans Am, and Sheriff chasing everybody else behind him. And that's the way we get things started out there. Now, this is the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day, which, in case you didn't know, the 4th of July is known as Independence Day. It's being celebrated this year on Monday. It's a Monday holiday, which the 5th technically will be Independence Day. Now, hot temperatures will be common throughout the holiday weekend from the Northwest and Great Basin all the way to the upper Midwest, with excessive heat warnings and heat advisories persisting. Now, Hurricane Elsa, you got to pay attention in Florida and also the Keys, because it will move through the Caribbean Sea on Saturday and approach the southern coast of Hispaniola. Now, the question is whether or not it makes that little zig and heads up over the mountain ranges there, or whether it makes a zag and misses it. Also, what happens if when it gets to Cuba, if it goes over the mountains or not, because it means it'll stay stronger longer, and if it gets into the nice warm weather when it rounds the corner into the Gulf, then look out, all bets are off. Now, this is an interesting risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts beginning Monday in the Florida Keys. So we'll take a look at the weather right now, and Kyle, have at it out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. In New Mexico tonight, we continue to see flash flood watches now. This in the area of Roswell and Alamogordo. So this is going to be in mostly southern New Mexico, of course. But we're seeing a lot of those warnings that we had earlier in the week. Those are starting to disappear. Heat advisories continue, though, in eastern Montana for almost the entire eastern part of the state, although we're starting to see some of those excessive heat warnings and watches begin to disappear throughout parts of the Pacific Northwest, which is, of course, welcome news for so many of the people in that region. Although we're still having heat advisories in places like Spokane, Washington, also Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, also in central Washington state as well, Pasco, Yakima, Walla Walla as well, continuing with excessive heat warnings. Also in southern Oregon tonight, we've got fire weather warnings down in Boise, Idaho, excessive heat warning there as well, heading all the way over towards Pocatello and Idaho Falls. Also near Reno and Carson City, we have fire weather watch there along I-80. Be careful with that. And that's very, very good news, obviously, in terms of the dissipation of a lot of these heat warnings, especially in Southern California. We're not seeing anything too extreme right now, although temperatures continue to be in the triple digits in a lot of the parts of the southwest of the United States tonight.
Well, in Texas is where I'm going to start out. The New Mexico border out of Ruidoso over east going towards Pecos and going towards Odessa, going towards Midland, going towards Big Springs, and in particular we'll concentrate on Big Springs for a moment, because roaring up I-20 right now is a group of severe thunderstorms out in front and east of Big Springs moving to the east. Now, that weather has got flooding in it. It's also got some high winds, a lot of lightning strikes, so you need to be careful. I'm looking at the radar right now coming out of Odessa, and Odessa, Midland, heavy rain, heavy storms, Big Springs, the big thunderstorms that have fired up off to the east of there and going due east on Interstate 20. So be advised of that. Now, moving along with the additional weather here, we are looking pretty good in the northern part of the United States. I don't see much of anything bothering you on I-80, I-90, I-94, I-70, I-64, I-40, don't see anything to bother you. And let's see, I-30, don't see anything there. I-20, I just told you about that system that's right there around Odessa and Big Springs. I-10, looking good across. Now, the problem is going to be on the East Coast, what's going to happen in the Caribbean. Now, again, I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to open up the screen, and I'm going to read the latest. Now, this was the bulletin as of 2 a.m. on Hurricane Elsa. Elsa is moving quickly across the eastern Caribbean Sea. Hurricane conditions are expected to begin later today in portions of Hispaniola. Right now, it's about 285 miles to the east-southeast of Isla Beta in the Dominican Republic, and it's about 620 miles east-southeast of Kingston, Jamaica. Now, our affiliate down there in the Caribbean, AM1000, is carrying what I'm doing right now, what I'm saying. So keep in mind, folks, this is nothing to monkey around with, because right now this storm has sustained winds of 80 miles an hour with gusts towards the center up to 100 miles an hour. And this storm, the hurricane winds go out about 25 miles right now. Now, its minimum central pressure has dropped down to 998, which means that this storm is intensifying. It's moving west-northwest at 29 miles per hour. That's a fast-moving storm, but it is forecast to slow down once it reaches the shoreline of either Hispaniola or Cuba. And when it slows down, depending on how much intensity it has, and whether or not it goes over the mountains or is on land very long, it will determine what happens next. Now, this could come into the Gulf of Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane if there's nothing there to abate it. But the people that know more than I do, the forecasters, are saying it's going to knock itself back down to a Category 1, possibly a strong tropical storm, and then build itself back up again. But we don't know that for sure. There's a lot of things at stake here. So all interests in Florida, especially the Keys, because we're talking everything from storm surge, could be 4 to 6 feet, could be 2 to 4 feet. We're talking about rain. In some areas, it could be as much as 10 inches, 15 inches of rain. And again, there's no area that I know of in Florida that can take that kind of rain. Just can't take it. So be careful. And Kyle, tell us one more time about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, if you're out on the roads, crossing around the highways and byways, be sure to stop into a Pilot or Flying J on your travels and ask them for that free cup of coffee. Just tell them you've been listening to the Captain's Program. And RVers, they've got you covered. You've got special fueling lanes. You've also got overnight parking. You've got your sanitary RV dump as well. And professional truckers, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. In fact, everybody, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, because you can download the My Rewards Plus app. You can save more. You can track your rewards, and you'll be glad that you did. Pro truckers, you can start to earn 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills, so it really is worth your while to do that. And be sure to stop in with Pilot and Flying J. Find the location nearest to you. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget, the RVers have got their own club there, too. Hang on, Kyle, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.